You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to First Strike, First Look right here on VSiN. I'm your host, Dave Ross. Going to help break me down this card coming up on Saturday. Who else but the one and only Lou Finocchiaro. You can follow Lou at GamLou on Twitter, as I do. And, of course, he is the host of the Bout Business Podcast. Lou, pretty intriguing card that we have coming up on Saturday. So as we take a first look here on a Tuesday, and you look at Yan Jinan going to take on Mackenzie Dern, of course, the Brazilian black belt specialist. Dern right now a solid favorite here, about -225. I'm seeing +190 coming back on Jan. What do you make of this potential five-round main event?
Well, first of all, Dave, thanks for having me on this early in the week. It's easy to kind of grip it and rip it. And this is going to be an outstanding fight of consisting styles. You have Jan, I'm not going to try and pronounce the rest of her name, young, bright Chinese, primarily striker, Sanda. Mm-hmm. That's a striking specialty in Chinese. And she's only in the last few years mixed in MMA, but she's having tremendous success. That said, in her last two fights, both losses, she was exposed with takedown defense, as in a lack of, and really being dominated on the ground by Carla Esparza, who's an undersized but scrappy contender in the division. On the other side, Ms. Dern used to have a hard time making 115. Mm-hmm. She had a child, has shown unbelievable maturity, and really is an unbelievably decorated Brazilian jiu-jitsu specialist, and her striking under Coach Perillo has really developed. Her issue is that she struggles mightily with wrestling, and that's what you need to take an opponent down. Jan's a little bit the larger woman, and that is the compelling part of this fight. If Jan keeps this standing 25 minutes, she'll be in control, and Dern has to find a way, after she wasn't able to navigate Marina Rodriguez to the ground but one time. When she did, she was effective. She has to find a way to get Jan to the mat, and if she does, the fight will end there.
That's such an intriguing handicap here, kind of the stylistic ways they can find the pathways for both fighters here in the main event in the strawweight division. You mentioned Mackenzie Dern, that her, I guess she doesn't want to wrestle, right? But she definitely wants to use that Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
She can't. She has no wrestling.
And that therein lies the dilemma, right? I want to get it down to the mat, but I want it on my terms that I can utilize my BJJ, but I don't want to get into a wrestling match. You mentioned her hands have gotten better here in mixed martial arts. Is Dern proficient enough to strike with Jan, or do you think that would be a really bad recipe for Mackenzie as the big favorite?
Mackenzie just tried to strike with Marina Rodriguez.
Didn't work.
Who also decisioned Jan. But Rodriguez, even longer and taller, I think Dern learned a great lesson from that. And what she learned was how important it is for her to put some time in the grimy, grungy, unfun part of MMA, which is wrestling, and learn how to take an opponent down. That's what she's going to have to do. Jan's not going to wrestle Dern. She wants to keep it standing. She wants to throw knees and elbows and mark Dern up over the course of 25 minutes.
That's going to be an intriguing bout at 115 pounds. Let's get to the co-main event. And whenever you have the rude boy back in there, Randy Brown, you know it's going to be, well, you don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it should be entertaining against Francisco Trinaldo here. Trinaldo, the solid underdog here. Brown, as you can expect, over a $3 betting favorite. Is there any trouble for the rude boy here against the veteran in Trinaldo?
Only if Randy Brown comes in and looks past Trinaldo, who is really probably 25 UFC fights under his belt, but most of those in his prime at 155. He's now 45 years old, let's understand. And so he moves to 170 because he has to, and at 155 he could bully these guys. At 170, he's got to find his way into the pocket where he's strongest and try and deliver power shots, which still remain with him. And Randy Brown is long and lengthy. He's going to have 5-6 inches of height, 3 or 4 inches of reach, and even though it's a small cage, he's going to have to navigate space and keep distance and keep Trinaldo at the end of the strikes. So really, this fight to me is one of those where you question, it's probably just to keep Brown busy. It's now the UFC's doing no favors for Trinaldo, in my opinion. Really tough matchup for Trinaldo.
The biggest favorite on the board as you go down this card a little bit is Sadiq Youssef, going to take on Dan Shaughnessy here, and Youssef is a $9 betting favorite. Lou, you and I do not advise people, certainly on First Strike, First Look on a Tuesday, to lay those kind of numbers. Is there another way that you would try to advise people when they see a huge number instead of just blindly playing that maybe in parlays? Is there another avenue of approach for you in a fight like that?
Maybe not in this kind of fight, Dave. The issue here was Youssef was looking to Chikadze. Chikadze pulls out, and so they just went and got a mannequin from a New York City street window and brought him in. And I don't mean to downgrade this young man, but they brought in a kid that's hardly ready, going to do his best. But this is not a fight you're interested in unless you're playing 15-team parlay. You put Youssef in there because I just see little way he is going to lose. This is a fight to keep him busy and warmed up and prepare him for a name fight in his next opportunity.
A New York City mannequin. I'm totally going to steal that, but I will attribute it to the great Lou Finocchiaro. I look down and I see, you know, old man, take a look at my life, Alexia Linick back in this card as well. Hey, age is just a number for the boa constrictor here. We got Illy Latifi is going to take him on, and Latifi right now, -$1.75 favorite. We know what a Linick wants to do. He's going to look for some chokes. He's going to try to get this fight down to the ground. I'm assuming Latifi wants to keep this standing. Are you surprised that the pricing of this one has not gotten that far in front of Latifi here? I want to say only -$1.75.
Well, it kind of has. These guys were scheduled to fight in March, and at that time, Latifi was -$135, and I was licking my chops, and that fight's been rescheduled two times since then. Interesting that Olenek, 44 years old himself, he's got a glass jaw. Sneeze on him, he's going. And that's how you beat him. You knock him out. And all you got to do to knock him out is touch him. Now, the issue is if he holds on to anything, an arm, a leg, an ear, a baby toe, this dude submits you. So this fight, you want to either bet Olenek by submission or Latifi inside the distance. To me, Latifi's interesting because he's 5'10", 240. If Latifi was 2 inches taller, he'd be a square. But he's packs profuse power, and he has no neck. So I don't know if that's going to actually be an option for the submission artist, Olenek. I have to favor Latifi here in this fight. He's going to knock the old man out, in my opinion. Latifi's career currently -$175 or so. The props will be out a little later this week.
I love that because, again, how do you submit a guy that doesn't have a neck? And we know that's what he's going to look for, that choke. How do you get a guy that really is going to be hard to find that? Down the road a little bit in this card, I look at the Christoph Jocko fight against Brendan Allen, and that's intriguing to me. And again, almost a pick 'em fight here. Allen plus a dollar, Jocko -$1.20. What do you see in that potential intriguing matchup?
I see not a potential intriguing matchup. I see a certain intriguing matchup. Jocko, this is almost tortoise in the hare, kind of, because Jocko is that Eastern European stand and stoic and straight. He's tough as he can be, but he's not flashy in anything, just a solid fighter. Allen, much more gifted and versed everywhere, but he makes Strickland look smart when he's fighting with IQ, when it comes to IQ, because Allen doesn't want to take it to the ground. He wants to show everybody how tough he is by keeping it on the feet, and he takes a beating, i.e. against Strickland. So you get a little bit more uneven Allen, but I think that's where I'm going in this fight. I think Jotko is above Journeyman, but he's measuring stick, and I think Allen will get by him.
Lou here on First Strike, First Look on a Tuesday. Any other fight so far that you found value in that might switch before we talk again on Friday?
Well, there's an interesting fight down way down low. Chelsea Chandler, a debuter, and the young Stoliarenko from Lithuania. Here's a fight from two gals that are Invicta fighters. And Stoliarenko has four or five UFC fights, but she's very limited in talent, tough and willing and game. The Chandler girl on her debut, this was 135 scheduled. She couldn't make the weight. They've now agreed that it's a catch weight 140. Mm-hmm. And Chandler's last fight was 145. So this one's a scale watcher. But I think if Chandler struggles on the scale, I'm going to look hard to Stoliarenko at close to a pick'em based on her UFC experience. As well, Chandler's reason for making the fight 140 was medical issues. So you kind of wonder about her conditioning going in.
And that's why, Lou, I always say this, and I mean it in every sense of the word, is that on Fridays on First Strike, nobody breaks down the weigh-ins and what you observe from those weigh-ins. So we'll be watching that one come Friday to see how that weight cut might be for Chandler. Very quickly, the Bout Business Podcast, Lou, tell the people what they get when they listen each and every Friday.
Short and sweet. Final releases for each UFC card. We're entering the last quarter of the year, so ears are pinned back and we're ready to deliver. And Dave, thanks for having me on this awesome program, and sure appreciate it. Good luck to everybody.
Can't wait to talk again for the full hour. First Strike coming to you on VSiN on Friday. Until then, enjoy the week, and we'll catch up with you at First Strike on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.